This is John.
Hey, John. It's Amy with Local Splash.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So I was just calling to follow up with you per our conversation on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I talked to my partners, and we're all very interested in moving forward, but we're just wanting to know maybe some more information on how does the leads go as far as, you know, we pay for a lead, but mm-hmm. is that anybody who goes on Google, are they now turned into a Google Guaranteed lead, or is there a difference?
No, there's a different platform. So Google Guaranteed leads are on the Google Guaranteed platform specifically. So the prospective client or prospect would have to go to the Google Guaranteed section. Then they have the option to click on your listing. Clicking on your listing does not charge you. Looking at your website does not charge you. Reading your reviews or going through anything on your listing does not charge you. Mm-hmm. Only when they call that specific Google Guarantee phone number and connection is made are you charged for that actual lead. Because
okay.
that Google Guarantee call tracking number allows us to make sure that you're receiving actual qualified leads and not sales or solicitation calls, because you're not charged if there's any calls like that or if it's considered unqualified. Say they're calling for something that isn't what you offer, or mm-hmm. if it's outside of your service radius, then you're not charged for those.
Okay, great. So I know on Google there is there's that little badge for the Google Guarantee, so mm-hmm. that would still be on a regular Google page at some point.
That's going to be up at the Google Guaranteed listing, and then on your regular Google page, you mean like your local Google business profile?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are kept separate, but okay. you can have a little badge to go straight onto your website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what does that look like as far as, is there any extra additional cost for that, or?
Well, we can't actually, since you already have a website coming in, we can't actually put it on there, but I can speak with them about just getting a little logo for you that says Google Guaranteed on there, and they just send you the it would be almost like a logo type of thing that you would just have your web developer put onto your site.
Gotcha. Okay. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as moving forward, what would be the next step?
Well, the next step is that I just get a little bit of information from you, and then I set up your client interview with Ms. Patricia. I send out the Google Guarantee application, and you guys fill that out before you have that client interview with Ms. Patricia, because she's the one who's actually the Google Guarantee specialist in that area, and we take the payment. The only other thing that I have to tell you about, which is super important and is going to be really easy for you because you already have so many verified reviews, is for the application for certain categories, roofing being one, locksmith, HVAC, electrician, on the application itself, we actually will, when you have that client interview with her, she's going to send you what we call a tiny URL, so it's a specific link that is going to be for Google Guaranteed reviews. It's part of the qualification process, and you have to get 5 of them. But like I said, I've already seen the reviews that Empire has, and I don't foresee that being an issue for you guys at all.
No, yeah, not at all.
Yeah, you just send it out to a couple of those clients, have 5 people do the reviews, and once they're in, then we submit the application, wham, bam, you're done.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let me see here. John, what is your last name?
McDonald.
MC, is that capital M, lowercase c, capital D?
Yep. Correct, yep.
Okay.
L-N-A-L-D.
A-L-D, perfect. And then, so just to go over again, the lead cost is set at $53.33. The minimum monthly budget will be set at $696, but that's not until after the application has been submitted, processed, and you've been approved. Okay.
Okay.
And that's when Ms. Patricia will be contacting you for that to make sure, okay, listen, you've been approved. We're ready to go. Are you guys ready? And then she gets the final approval to go ahead and process for that monthly, minimum monthly budget. You can always increase that if you guys want more leads, you know, depending on what those things are.
Okay.
Let me see here. So I'm going to send out via text and via email the application. So that is right here coming to you. And then the best email to send out that application to is going to be the one that I have on file. Is that admin@empiresalesrep.com?
Correct.
Okay. Cool. Let me go ahead and get that. I'm going to do a clickable link. So what you're going to do is you're going to put all face-to-face employees that you want on there down. You're going to need their social security number and their driver's license number for that background check. Again, if they have anything stronger than a DUI or misdemeanor, I would not suggest putting them on there because that would go ahead and probably result in denial of that individual being approved for Google Guarantee, and you don't want to put it into any type of suspension or anything like that. Okay.
Okay.
Let me grab your link here. And then what time and day do you want to do the, we call it a client interview with Ms. Patricia. The phone call itself takes less than 30 minutes and we have time slots available from 10 a.m.
Okay. Could we do, well, hang on 1 second. Let me look at my, calendar. So could we do Wednesday at 11?
Okay, let me have a look here. Grab your information. Wednesday the 10th at 11. Yes, that looks solid. So right now you're going to receive an email notification that's going to say local, it'll say local LSA. CI, so local service at client interview. It's going to have your first and last name along with your phone number. This will serve as like a placeholder within your calendar if you have your calendar linked like that. And the technician, her name is Patricia. She will be calling you from our 877 phone number. And again, the phone interview is very short. If you have any additional questions at that point in time, you can just, you know, you can text me or call me, but you can also call or text her, and we go ahead and get those answered. At that point for the application, you're also going to want to make sure that you have the business license and insurance. They're just going to upload all those docs, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Please fill out and return to Patricia. Okay, perfect. I've sent that over. So for the billing address for the card that you're putting on file for this, John, is the billing address going to be, let me see what I have here. Hold on. Go there. Of course, I did it wrong. Computers only take what you give them, but at the same exact time, they they take their sweet time. You know what I mean? Okay, just waiting for that to save. There we go. I have 2215 Hales Way, number 103 in Williamsburg, Ohio, 45176. Is that the billing address?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and is there any middle initial on your card, John, or is it just your first and last name?
I think I might have something on there. Let me look here. My actually full middle name's on there.
What is it?
It's Philip. My full middle name is actually on the card.
P-H-I-L-L-I-P?
1-L.
1-L. That's why I spell it, because you never know.
Yep.
Yep. So two I's, 1-L.
Correct.
Okay. And Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
This is a Visa.
All right.
And you said this won't get charged until after we get approved and everything?
No, the $250 application fee gets charged today, so we can go ahead and send out that application and get that approved. The $696 won't be charged until after you're approved.
Okay, gotcha.
The $250 application fee goes for the background checks and all that.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 4427.
Mm-hmm.
4202.
Mm-hmm.
6754.
Mm-hmm.
2444.
Expiration month and year?
Expiration is 0627.
And the three-digit code on the back?
080.
Okay. And I'm charging the application fee now. In just a moment, you're going to receive a text message that's going to say, John Phillip, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. You probably are aware, but all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes, including this cost. So make sure you save that for your records. But also, within that text message, there's a link. If you see it there, it says https://my.localsplash.com/terms. With your phone number, please click on that link.
Okay. You said that'll be text?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So far, I have the application and the... scheduled.
Here, let me send it again right now.
Oh, like the welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash with my phone number?
Correct. Go ahead and click on that link.
Okay.
Once you open that up, it's Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is a lot of the services that we can provide for you if you're interested, but the portion you're going to... that you're going to focus on is you scroll down below Google Workspace. It's going to say LSA with an asterisk around it. That is local service ads, Google guaranteed. So this is a portion of the terms and conditions that apply to you. We just like to show you that. And then scroll down to the bottom. Go ahead and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today. And then type in your first name, middle name, last name, and hit confirm signature, please.
All right. It took me to like a sign-in page.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. That's the tracking and reporting system for the regular program. Your tracking and reporting system is going to come over to you via email separately. If you ever need a username and login sign-in, then we will provide it to you via email and text message. So for now, the next indicated thing is just wait for that call on Wednesday between 11 and 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, and Ms. Patricia will be reaching out to you.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Okay.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.